Hello and welcome to the second row. I am Letitia, also known as Lady P, and I'm so excited that you decided to join me today on the second row at Second Row Conversations Podcast. So again, I just want to thank everyone for logging on and watching and sharing and subscribing and commenting. I appreciate all of the love. This is not just about me. This is about us, and we're going through this journey together. And so I am excited that you are enjoying this time together on the second row. So today I am doing another MOTW message of the week, and I thank you for joining me. I hope that's been helping you like it's been helping me. The message of the week always encourages me, gives me nuggets, give me something to feast on during the week. So I hope that, it helps you as well. So this week's MOTW is coming from Luke 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19. And if you are a Sunday school baby like I was a Sunday school baby, then this story should be one that is familiar to you. And if you're not a Sunday school baby, you probably have still heard this story, but it's about the 10 lepers and how Jesus healed the 10. And they all walked away, but one came back to say thank you. So make sure you go and read it. It is Luke 17 chapter, verses 11 through 19. And so what we learned yesterday is that there is power in knowing how to say thank you. So Pastor started off with, you know, talking about the importance of having manners and how saying thank you as a child was instilled in him. And it was instilled in me, and I'm sure it was instilled in many of you, that when someone does something for you, that you should say thank you. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Scientifically, it has been proven that thankful people sleep better. Now I didn't do any research, but that's what Pastor Jeremy talked about, that scientifically people that are thankful sleep better. And that's why, as a therapist, we tell people have a, gratitude journal, and at night before you go to bed to write out 5 things, 7 things, 10 things that you are grateful for. And once you do that, that kind of turns the focus off of what you don't have, but more so on what you have and what you're thankful for. And that helps you to rest better. And so that's important to understand, that when you are thankful, you're in a state of peace and you rest better. When you're thankful, it makes people that have helped you, it makes them want to help you even more. So think about times that you've helped someone and they were genuinely thankful. It makes you want to say, you know what, I'm going to make sure from now on that I help them, that I look out for them, that I am giving them what they need, because that makes you want to make sure that they have what they need. And if they need something in the future, because they're thankful and they're grateful, something in you triggers the emotion that I want to make sure that they're good, because they appreciate what you do. It's important that they understand. My parents used to always tell me that people don't have to do anything for you. So when they do something for you, just say thank you, even if it's something that you may not necessarily want, right? Quick story. I remember Janiyah was small. She doesn't like chocolate. Go figure. She doesn't like chocolate. But when she was younger, people didn't understand that. So they would try to offer her like chocolate ice cream or chocolate chip cookies. And she would go through this, I don't like that. And I had to explain to her that you can say no thank you. Or you can even take it and just say thank you. And then, you know, just go about your business, and you can share it with someone else or share it with your mama, because your mama likes chocolate. But it's just a way of being appreciative of what people do for you, when they do things for you, is being appreciative. Okay, so the 10 lepers, they had leprosy, and that was a disease back during the Bible time. Actually, it's still around now. That's what Janiyah tells me. But during that time, the people that were afflicted with leprosy had to be by themselves. They had to declare unclean if they ever came in the middle of a group of people in the town. They had to declare unclean. They had to stand afar off. They could not be close to people. And so when they heard Jesus was coming through, they had heard about what Jesus could do, but they know they couldn't get close to him. So they yelled for his attention. And when they yelled for his attention, they were so far off. The length of the space between them and where Jesus was the length of a football field. So imagine that. But they had to yell to get his attention because they knew they couldn't get close to Jesus. And they knew to honor who he is. This is what Jeremy said. They honored who he is and they acknowledged his authority. So they knew who Jesus was. They honored him by staying far back, not getting close up to him because they knew that they were deemed unclean and couldn't get close to him. But they acknowledged his authority. They knew that if they called on him, that they could be healed. And the term that they used was master and teacher when they called for him. And so they knew, again, he was the master. Lord, you have the ability to perform and do what I need you to do, but you were also a teacher. So the term they used was covering it. It was about being a master and a teacher. Lord, you have the authority to perform, and you are able to do what I need you to do. You're able to help me in this time of need. They reverenced Jesus. They knew that in their present condition that they couldn't get close to him. They reverenced him. And so, again, they didn't get close to him. And that's what we have to always understand, too, is that in our reverence, in our state of uncleanliness, right, in our state of not doing the right thing, we have to honor and reverence him to know that I may not be able to get right up on him, right? I may not be able to call and be close to Jesus, but I know that if I call on him, he's able to help me and be there for me and perform. He has the ability to perform and do what I've asked him to do. If I'm going to get his attention, it's going to be based on how desperate I am. Those boys were desperate. They knew that they needed Jesus to do something for them, and they knew that they were way off from him. But if I call on him, he's going to hear me and he's going to know just what I need. And he is going to be able to perform and do what I asked him to do. There is no one that has a right to look down on anyone. So like I said, when you had leprosy, people looked down on those folks. Like they felt like they were better than them. I don't have what you have, so I'm good. You know, you are unclean and I'm good. And I'm clean. But we have no right to look down on anyone. Be mindful how you come in contact with people before they love lifted me. So we've all been in that state of uncleanliness. That's why it's important that you don't look down on people, because we've all been there. We've all been sinking deep in sin. Right. So you have to be mindful. That's what he said, of people who look down on other people before they came to their love lifted me state. Because love lifted all of us. We all can attest. I tell people all the time, I didn't always sit on the second row. I didn't always do right. I made bad decisions. So we have to be mindful of that when we are talking with people and dealing with people and loving on people, is that we've all been in situations where we needed Jesus to do something for us and we couldn't get close enough because we weren't clean. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but just be in reverence of him to know that I'm not in a state where I need to be. And I acknowledge that, and I need your help. Okay, so that's what we need to remember, that everyone has been in that state. That's where we are many times as well. What we're living in is not about you, but about God's mercy. So where we are, when God lifts us to a space where we are living a life that represents him well, we have to remember it's not about you. It's not because you've been so good and did everything right and crossed the T's and dotted the I's. It's because about God's mercy. Perseverance. Some things that God is going to do in your life, there are some times when you will have to persevere and not give up. You can't give up. Those boys did not give up. They kept yelling for Jesus' attention. They knew he could do it. And so in our lives, there are times where we need to remember to persevere. Don't give up, even when it's times that we just don't see things working in our favor or things turning around, or life is just so hard and it's just one thing after another. You take one step, you get knocked back five steps. We have to keep persevering. There are things that God is going to do in your life, and you have to remember that and take it one day at a time. Some of us miss our miracle because we don't want to wait. Last week, I talked about waiting well. That was a hit. That's still a hit. I am telling people still about that. We have to wait well. Some of us miss our miracle because we don't want to wait. We have to wait. And while you're waiting, wait well. Okay? There are times we have to believe God until it happens. Got to believe him. If he said it, it's going to come to pass. You just got to keep trusting and believing him. Okay, so Jesus heals the 10, right? He heals those lepers, and he tells them, I need you to go to the king, because in order to be deemed clean, the king has to look at you and say, okay, you're healed, you're good, you can go amongst the people, you go amongst the townsfolk, and you're good. So he told, and as they were walking, they became healed. They took the step. Jesus told them to walk to the king. They didn't say, hey, you want me to go to the king and tell you so he can deem me clean, but I still look like this. He said, begin walking, walk to the king. And as they began to walk, that's when they became healed. And they started looking at themselves. If you can imagine me, they started looking at their hands because the boils and the leprosy caused deformities on their body, caused their eyes. They couldn't be able to see. Some lost ears, some lost. It was just a whole lot when they had leprosy. But they were obedient and began to walk. And they didn't look like when they didn't look the same when they started, from where they started to where they ended. They didn't look the same, but they took the first step. And Jesus told them to go. They took the first step. But as they were going, one remembered, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He told me that I'm going to be healed and I need to go back to say thank you. And so we have to remember that when Jesus does things for us, when God does things for us, we need to go back and say thank you. Because there's nothing that we've done so good or so well or we so together that he does these things for us. We have to remember to go back to say thank you. And remember at the beginning, I said, when someone tells you thank you, it does something on the inside. It fosters that emotion that if they tell me thank you, that's going to want me to do even more. I'm going to want to do more for them because they were grateful for what I've done. And so in our lives, as we're going through day by day, the big things, the small things, the ability to wake up in the morning, the ability to see the sunshine, the ability to have family and friends, even the ability to have a job, all of those things that God has done for us, those are opportunities for us to say thank you. Nothing in our lives is a coincidence. All of this is strategic in God's plan. And so even the things that we don't understand, that doesn't make sense, we got to remember Romans 8:28 says all things work together. Okay, and so even in those things that don't feel right, we still should say thank you. The Bible says in all things, you should give thanks. So in all things, give thanks. And so that's when the one came back to tell him thank you. And Jesus even said, now, wait a minute. It was 10 of y'all, but only one of you came back. What's up with that? Like, really? But he told him, because of what you've done, because of your faith, you have been made whole. So now he's not just physically well. Right? Think about all the trauma that probably came along with having this disease and being sick. All of the things dealing with that. Now he's not only physically well, now he is mentally well. His heart is healed. His mind is healed. And that's the master. That's the teacher. That's the acknowledgement of understanding that he can do everything that I need him to do. So now the other 9 are just physically healed, right? But this one is healed physically, as well as spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all is well, because he came back to tell the Lord thank you. And so the Lord gave him a little bit more. Now you are well. Again, 10 were healed when one was made whole. He told him, you're made whole. So in our life, when we need God to do things for us, and when God does things for us, even things that we don't know that we need, and he does things for us, we should tell the Lord thank you. A year ago, real quick, we got a new roof on our house. And when I tell the story, people are just like, that didn't absolutely could not have happened the way it happened. But I came home one day, there was some material in our yard, roofing material in our yard. Jeremy was on a work trip. So I knew we didn't schedule a new roof or any work to be done. So I call him and I'm like, is some stuff in our yard? And he had no idea what it was about. So I found the number. I called the people. I left a message. No, I called the number the next morning. I said, hey, some materials left in our yard. Don't know what it's about. Y'all need to come get your items. They apologized. You're right. I don't know why they put it. They put it in the wrong yard. We're going to come get it. Well, I got home later that day. I got home later that day. My husband called and said, yeah. So the people, the company whose material, who they dropped the material off, it was their items. They didn't get in touch with the roofers to tell them that the material didn't belong there. So the roofers began the work because they pulled up in our neighborhood, saw the material in the yard, said, oh, this must be the house, and began working, tearing our roof down and replacing it. So long story short, by the time we talked to the owners of the company, they were like, you know what? That was our mistake. Congratulations, you have a new roof. Did we know we needed a roof? I don't know. The Lord must have knew we were going to need a new roof. I didn't question him. I just told him thank you. Because a brand new roof on a house that we didn't have to pay anything. And we have a warranty that goes along with it. So needless to say, we were very, very grateful. And I still thank the Lord for that. Because like I said, I don't know if we were going to need a new roof. But he did. And he knew that they probably didn't have it to pay for it. So I'm going to make it happen. And so here we are. So there is power in saying thank you for the big things, for the small things, for waking up in the morning, for hearing the birds chirp, all of those things. There's power in saying thank you. So tell the Lord thank you when you get a chance, every chance you get. And people who are in your lives, tell them thank you. You'll be surprised what that can do for you and what it does for them. MOTW, thank you. I appreciate it. Share your MOTW. Tell me what you learned in church on this week. Tell me what you learned in Bible study. Sometimes that's even better because that's an opportunity for you to learn even more, ask questions. You can't always ask questions on a Sunday morning when the pastor is preaching, but at Bible study or at Sunday school, that's where you can have the interaction. So share your MOTWs with me. I would appreciate it. Someone else can take that and feast on it for the week. Thank you for joining me on the second row. This has been fun. It continues to be fun. I love it. I'm growing. I hope you're growing with me. Join me every second. Every Wednesday on the second row. Make sure to subscribe, like, follow, share, tell somebody, tell your friends, your family, tell a first lady, share it with them. Maybe they want to come and be a guest. I would appreciate it. I would love to have more guests on the show with me. So thank you for joining me. And remember, no matter where you are, no matter where God has placed you, first say thank you. Accept it, embrace it, and flourish in it. I'll see you next time.